alcoholic?
No.
This is only the second time I've ever stood in front of a podium for a meeting, so this is a cool experience. You know, I never thought in my life I'd want to go on vacation and, like, go to an AA meeting there just to see the little differences that they do things. But, you know, I've been sober for the last 6 years and some odd months, and I truly believe that the reason I'm still sober today is because of service. My sponsor, when I first came in, absolutely drilled it into my head that I am not the most important person. And yes, I did the steps and I have a higher power, but my connection with AA comes from all of you guys. You know, it wasn't like, of course I come in and I'm like, I want to sponsor people, you know, I want to save their lives. So I was like, you need to take me through the steps. I need the answer. And it took a very long time for me to get through the steps. He made sure of that. But he was like, you can absolutely put your hand out to the newcomer. You know, you can make coffee. He's like, there's nothing more important than that coffee pot. Because I wouldn't be here if there wasn't coffee. And that's what I did. I was a greeter for a long time. And first of all, I am not somebody who, like, when I came in, would have been able to stand up here and do this, right? Like, I couldn't raise my hand to, like, speak. Forget about that. Never mind, like, I couldn't even get up to go to the bathroom because, like, you guys would all judge me and, like, I couldn't handle that. So being up there and having to stand at the door and put my hand out to everybody that came in was, like, the best thing I could have ever done. Because I got to meet everybody. Everybody got to see me. I got to see them. I was comfortable in the meeting because these people had seen me and I'd seen them. And now, there are people and, like, they have however many years, and they'll get up and they'll be speaking for their anniversary of 5 years or whatever, and they're like, Joe was there when I first came in. You know, he's been at every meeting that I've been to for however fucking long. You know, and the growth that you see people, like, when they say that stuff is amazing. And I'd say the most growth that's come from me is from service work. You know, I've had every position that didn't include too much work. you know, I'm a big intergroup guy. You know, I want to take commitments and get the people that I know in the program to go and speak at places. You know, as a newcomer, getting to go into a rehab and see people when they first come in and being able to share your story for the first time is an experience that, if you haven't done, I strongly recommend it. That's another one. You'll get to see those people who are like, you came into the rehab and spoke when I was in there, you know, 5 years ago. Which I know the idea, if you haven't been here long and, you know, 5 years of sobriety sounds like a very long time. It's not something I ever thought would be possible. But pretty much everything I've done in my sobriety I thought would be impossible. And I don't know about you guys, but that's what AA does for us. The biggest thing for me is, like, service showed me how to have fun. Right? I didn't realize that you guys had, like, business meetings. And, like, when they were like, I second that, I was like, what the fuck is going on? What is this? Is it, like, I didn't know. I thought it was just a bunch of drunks who got together and enjoyed being sober. But getting to go to, you know, like, a WIPA event. I did that in my first 30 days, and I was like, y'all are crazy. I don't ever want to come back to a place like this. I don't want to hang out with you. You guys, like, are way too excited about being sober. But getting to do it further on in my sobriety, like, I really enjoyed it. You know, I was able to be comfortable sober around a lot of people. Because I wasn't even really comfortable around people when I was all messed up. But I've had the opportunity to be part of multiple committees, and it has been, you know, an eye-opening experience. I've also, you know, joined a sober motorcycle club, and that is, we go all over the country and just share our message, you know, get to show people that you can have fun in recovery, because I thought my life was over, right? And I just came to accept that. Like, I had my fun, you know, my life is over now, and I'll be sober, and all of a sudden I'm going to follow the rules, which was the furthest thing from the truth. But the program of AA and the service that I've been put in have helped me follow rules a little better. You know, the idea of respecting AA when I came in was not a concept that I could even comprehend. But being in that GSR position, you know, and getting to see how deep this really goes is crazy, right? The fact that they have, like, places and they volunteer to be there. They actually pay some people. I don't know how you get that position, but it'll never be me. But yeah, AA has 100% saved my life. And if it wasn't for service, I wouldn't be here, because I would have never been comfortable enough to stand up here. I'd have never been comfortable enough to come to a meeting in a place where I don't know anybody and put my hand out and say, hey, you know, I'm Joe, I'm an alcoholic, thanks for helping me share.